The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 17. And he said to his disciples, "It is impossible for situations which cause someone to stumble or to be offended not to happen, but woe to him for whom they come. It would be much better for him if a millstone was tied about his neck and he was thrown into the sea, rather than for him to cause one of these little ones to stumble or be offended. Be very circumspect concerning yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Even if he sins against you 7 times in one day, and then 7 times turns around saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." And the sent ones said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would say to the sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But is there anyone among you who, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, will say to him when he has just come in from the field, 'Come right away, sit down and eat'? Won't he say to him instead, 'Prepare me something to eat. Get yourself ready and serve me until I have eaten and drunk. Then afterward you can eat and drink.' Does he thank the servant because he did the things which he was ordered to do? I don't think so. Even so, you also, when you have done everything that is commanded of you, should say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have merely done that which it was our duty to do.'" And it happened, as they were on their way to Jerusalem, that he was passing through the middle of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 men with leprosy met him, keeping their distance. Then they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And looking at them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And it happened that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, thanking him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus, answering, said, "Weren't all 10 cleansed? So where are the other 9? Were none found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise up and go your way. Your faith has made you whole." And being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The present kingdom of God does not come with visible evidence. Neither will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'It's over there.' Understand this, the kingdom of God is now among you." Start Dyer Commentary. The Greek word here can be translated either within or among. In order for anyone to have the kingdom of God within them, they must first be born again. At the time Jesus spoke these words, this had happened to no one. Therefore, this translator has chosen among, thereby referring to Jesus as a living manifestation of the kingdom of God. For within you, to be correct, the verb would have read, "will be," referring to something which would happen in the future, rather than "is." End Dyer Commentary. And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see again just one of the days of the Son of Man, but you won't see it. But when they say to you, 'Look, there it is,' or 'Look, it's over there,' don't even go out to look or pursue it. For as the lightning flashes out of the one part of heaven and shines to another part of heaven, this is the way it will be with the Son of Man in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it happened in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. This is the way it will be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the rooftop terrace and his goods in the house below should not go down to carry them away. And he who is in the field likewise should not return back to get the things he left behind. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his soul life will have it utterly destroyed. But whoever will declare that it must be put to death will be brought forth into God's life. I say to you, in that time of darkness, there will be two people on one bed. The one will be received, and the other will be left behind. There will be two women grinding together. The one will be received, and the other will be left behind. There will be two men in the field. The one will be received, and the other will be left behind. And they questioned him, asking, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Where the carcass is, that's where the vultures will be gathered together. Start, Dyer, Commentary. Christians should not be offended and get all squeamish about the use of an analogy involving vultures. This is simply the best illustration to describe the event. Vultures circling over a dead animal is a very common sight in many parts of the world, thus making an excellent illustration. There is simply no other analogy which would describe what will happen so accurately. This is the end of Luke chapter 17.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.